Okay, today we're going to do Shabbos Daf Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph. We're holding on Daf Tzadi Beis Amar Aleph. We are at V'chein Amar Rava, a few lines into the page. So the Gemara is going to bring other Amoraim that have the same machlokas that we learned yesterday from Chizkia that Chizkia and Rabbi Yochanan had. V'chein Amar Rava, Rava holds like Chizkia that lo shanu ela bekupa malei kishun v'diluin, that the Mishnah only said that a kupa that's full of peros and is put on the outer part of the doorstep, even though most of the peros, the majority of each pri is on the outside, is putter. You're going to be putter unless you carry out the entire basket. That's only true when it's full of kishun and tilum, which means that there are these very long peros that calls man that you haven't taken out the entire basket, the peros are not entirely outside. Avol mleya chardal, but if it's full of chardal, of mustard seeds, where if any portion of the basket is outside, there are certain mustard seeds that are entirely outside, then chayiv, then you're going to be chayiv, because even if you just take out part of the basket, certain peros are totally outside. Al m'ksavar eged kli lo shmei eged, because we don't look at the kli as one single unit, rather we look at its contents as just that, as being the contents of the kli, as being an independent entity, and therefore, if each independent entity is taken outside, you're going to be chayav for that. Abayi amar afilu malei chardal pater al maksav regel kli shmei eged, and Abayi disagrees. Abayi says that even if it's filled with chardal, with tiny little seeds, you're still going to be pater because we look at the kli as one big entity which has not yet been entirely taken outside. Come Abaye b'shitase de Rava. Abaye went and was mechazek the shita of Rava that we don't view the kli as one entity. And come Rava b'shitase de Abaye, and Rava came and was mechazek the shita of Abaye that connecting with the kli is considered a single unit, a single connection. V'rami d'Abaye d'Abaye. So ask the Gemara. According to that, we have a stira in Abaye from Abaye himself. V'rami d'Rava d'Rava. We also have a stira from Rava himself. The Itmar, because it was said in the base Medrash as follows: Hamotzi peros l'rishus rabim. Someone carries out on Shabbos from rishus yachad to rishus rabim. So you have machlokas Abaye and Rava. Abaye yamar bi Yad chayiv bekli potter, that if he the peros that were taken out biyad to the rishus rabim, by hand to the rishus rabim, even though his body is in the rishus yachid, so he just reaches his hand out to the rishus rabim, he's chayiv for carrying out the peros because the chibur to his body is not considered a chibur. So it turns out that he says if he already took him out to the rishus rabim, but bekli, if the peros were in a kli and he didn't take out the entire kli to the rishus rabim, he only took out part of the kli and some of it remained in the Rosh Hashanah, even though the entirety of those peros went out, pater, because the chibur of the kli is considered a chibur, and the entire kli has not gone out. Rava amar biyad pater b'kli chayiv. Rava says that no, if you stuck your hand out into the Rosh Hashanah, so then into the Rosh Hashanah, and your body is still in the Rosh Hashanah, then you're going to be pater, because the hand's connection to the body is considered as if even your hand is still in the Rosh Hashanah. But the kli, if part of the kli is in Rosh Hashanah and part of the kli is in the Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be chayiv because the chibur of the kli is not considered a chibur. We don't view the kli as a single entity. So Abaye and Rava are so said their own shitos after they switch them around. So Epoch, so says the Gemara, yes, switch around the machlokas of motzi perus l'shus rabim and part of the hand or the kli stays on the inside. And you have to say just the opposite of what we just said, that Abaye says biyad pater b'kli chayiv, that only a chibur al yidei gufo is considered a chibur, but a chibur kli is not considered a chibur. And Rava says biyad chayiv b'kli pater, that a chibur al yidei gufo is not a chibur, and a chibur al yidei kli is a chibur. So ask the Gemara, can you say that if someone is motzi peros and then they're still biyad, that you're chayiv? Vatnan, meaning, what are we assuming over here? That if you're going to view the hand as not being connected as a single unit to the rest of the body, then a person who takes a pri in his hand, standing inside his house, and just sticks his hand outside of his house, is going to be chayiv. So ask the Gemara, there's another technical reason why he wouldn't be chayiv. Biyad chayiv vatnan, pashat balab. That the very beginning of this mesechta, we learned that what you need in order to be chayiv for hotza'ah and for achnasas, you need to do an akira and a hanacha. If a man takes a pri in his hand and he sticks his hand outside, he has not done a hanacha. Says Gemara, hasam l'mal mishlosha, hachal l'mat mishlosha. Yeah, because over there we're talking about where it's more than three tvachim off the ground. Over here it's within three tvachim off the ground, and because of lavud, we assume that it's as if you put it directly on the ground. Okay, now once the previous mishnayos have explained the shear that's mechayiv melacha v'otzah on Shabbos, and the rishuyos that are mechayiv and pater when you take out to them and bring into them, so the Mishnah is going to explain how to do hotza'ah in a way that you're chayiv. Hamotzi biyamino, bein biyamino, bein bismolo, whether a person carries something out in his right hand, his left hand, bitocheko, whether he's carrying it in his garment, oh, al kseifav, or he's carrying it on his shoulders, chayiv, shekein masa b'nei kahas. All of these are normal ways to carry something, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. But kla'achar yado, if he's carrying something on the back of his hand, biraglo, or he's carrying something on his foot, bipivur, in his mouth, memar peko, in his armpit, but ba'azno, in his ear, bisaru, in his hair, bipundaso, in the hole that's in his belt, in his money belt, upia lamata, when the opening is facing downward, which is certainly not the way to carry something, bein pundaso l'chaluko, or between his belt and his shirt, ubisfas chaluko, or in the hem of his garment, so bimin alo b'sandalo, in his shoe or in his sandal, pater shalohotzi kederach hamotzian, then he's going to be pater, because that's not a normal way to carry something. So the Mishnah has paskin that someone who's motzi a burden on his shoulders is chayiv, because that's how the Bnei Kas did the masa'us of the Mishkan. So the Gemara brings another way that someone who's motzi is going to be chayiv. Amar Rav Lazar, motzi masui l'malam e'asar tfachim, chayiv. If someone carries a burden from Rishus to Rishus, and he carries it in the airspace of the Rishus Rab more than 10 tfachim off the ground, he's going to be chayiv. And even though it's not on his shoulder, shekein masa. Because the Bnei Kas used to carry something that used to carry more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Umasa Bnei Kas minalan. How do I know that the Bnei Kas carried more than 10 tefachim off the ground? So the Gemara explains we can learn this from the height of the Mizbeach and the Choshes and the Mishkan being 10 tefachim. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Al Hamishkan v'al Mizbeach Saviv. So Makish Mizbeach l'Mishkan. The Torah itself links the Mizbeach to the Mishkan. Ma Mishkan Eser Amos, just like a Mishkan itself is Eser Amos, Af Mizbeach Eser Amos. Mizbeach itself was also Eser Amos. So before we explain the Raya from the Kalei Mishkan, the Gemara explains, Umishkan Gufe Minalan. How do we know that the Mishkan is 10 Amos? Tchsiv Eser Amos Orech HaKeresh. Because the Pasuk says that each board was 10 Amos tall. Uksiv Vayifros Eser Oel Al HaMishkan. The Oel rested over the Mishkan. Ve'amarav Moshe Rabbeinu Prasso. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that spread out the cloth over the Mishkan. So you see, and Moshe Rabbeinu's height must have been 10 amos, and therefore he was able to spread it out like a tablecloth over the Mishkan. So Mikana Talamad Govan Shel Levim Eser Amos. So you see from here that the other Levim must have also been 10 amos tall, because it must be that was like a family trait, and all of the Levim were 10 amos tall. So now the Gemara explains how we learn that the entire Mizbeach was lifted more than 10 tefachim off the ground. Because Ukamiri, we have a tradition to call tuna the midli b'motos, anything that you carry with sticks, that you carry with, you know, the you don't carry the item directly, you carry it with sticks, with poles, I should say, tiltamil el v'trei tiltamil tachas. The most efficient way to do it is that the poles are two-thirds of the way up the height of the item. So shtakach dava midli tuva. So it turns out that the mizbeach was lifted significantly off of the ground, ten tfachim off the ground, because the b'nei kas carried it on their shoulders, which were ten amos high, and only two-thirds of the height of the Mizbeach was actually beneath their shoulders. So one-third of the height of the Mizbeach was above their shoulders. So since that was the derech of the Avodah of the Levim, someone who carries in such a way is going to be chayiv when he carries in Rishus Rabim. Or we could say that even if the other Levim were not as tall as Moshe Rabbeinu, because that was a major assumption in the last approach, and even though the Mizbeach was 10 amos tall, it could be that the Levim carried it were only 7 amos tall. And one third of the Mizbeach is 3 1/3 amos, which is 20 tefachim, was above their shoulder height, and under their shoulder height was the bottom two-thirds of the mizbeach, which is 6 2/3 amos, which is 40 tefachim. So since the height of the levium was only 7 amos, which is 42 tefachim, it turns out that the mizbeach was only 2 tefachim off the karka, and yet we can still prove that B'nai Kahas carried things more than 10 tefachim off the karka, just not from the mizbeach. May Aron, we could prove it from the Aron that the B'nai Kahas carried. Tamar Mar, because we know that Aron Tisha, the Aron, was 9 tefachim, v'kaporas tefach, and the covering of the Aron was another tefach, so it added a tefach of height to the Aron, hare kanasara. So the entire Aron, with its covering, was 10 tefachim. Ugemiri, and we have a mesara, de koltuna de midli bimotos, that any time you're carrying something with poles, tilti mila el, tre tilti milara, that you have 1/3 of it above the poles, and 2/3 of it below the poles. So it turns out that when they carried the Aron, it must have been 10 tefachim off the ground, because it was 11 1/3 tefachim off the ground. Veligmar mi Moshe, says Mar, we can learn from the height of Moshe that he was 10 amos tall, that even the B'nai Kahas, the people who carried the Mizbech, must have also been 10 amos tall, and why don't we just learn it from the Mizbech? I mean, what was wrong with our first approach? No, because Dilma Moshe Shaini, Damari, Nishkin Shora, El Al Chacham, Gibor, Vashir, Balkoma. Maybe Moshe Rabbein who had to be exceptionally tall in order to qualify for Ashras HaShechina, because Rabbi Yochanan taught us that in order for a person to qualify for Ashras HaShechina, he needs certain physical gifts, including great height. So the Gemara brings another din about a type of carrying that you would not be chayv because it's shelo kedarka. Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya, motzi masoi b'shabbis al rosho chayev chatos shekenan shehutzal osin kein. That if you carry something on your head, you might think that that's shelo kedarka, but no, since it's normal for the people of Hutzal to carry that way, so therefore you're chayev when you carry something on your head. So frankly, Mar anshe hutzal ruba di alma. Why would the strange practices of Hutzal determine what the halacha should be for everybody else? Ela I itmar, hachi itmar. Am Rav Mishum Rabbi Chiya, echad mi b'nei ha'ir, shehotzi masoy al rosho b'shabbos, chayev shekein b'nei iro osin kein. If one of the members of the city carries a burden on his head without holding it by hand on Shabbos, he's chayev, because that's what people in his city do. V'ti batal daito etzel kol adam, says Umar, but still, it should be batal daito to the rest of the world that don't carry things on their head. Eli Yitmar Hachi Yitmar. What it really means is as follows. Hamotzi Masoy al Rosho. If you carry something on your head, Potter. You're Potter, because that's not a normal thing to do. Vim Timtzalomer Anshe Hutzal Osen Kane. And if you're going to tell me, but the Anshe Hutzal do it, I don't care about the Anshe Hutzal. Batzal Daita, Neitzal Kal Adam. That's an unusual practice, and therefore we could ignore what the Anshe Hutzal do. We're not going to determine what's called normal carrying for the rest of the world based on that one location. Okay, we'll stop there, and Beth Shom will pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Amun Beis next time.